Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I'm coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. You know, are you ready to learn, put into action, and reap the results of laser-focused ideas, knowledge, and your values for your business? That is what we are going to accomplish here today on Breakthrough Radio. Now it's time for us to hear from Don Cooper about the four things to do now to set up your sales success for 2014. And I have to say, I have my pencil and pad out and ready to write my notes on this one. How are you doing today, Don?
I'm terrific, Michelle. How are you?
Other than the air conditioning being on, I'm okay.
Well, it's about to get real cold here in Denver, so you're going to be doing okay for the next few days compared to us.
So what do we really need to be focusing on in this last month to help us set up for 2014?
Okay, the first thing is to determine your vision. What does your year look like? What are the outcomes you're looking for? What do you want to achieve? What are the things you'd like to be able to buy? What are the things you'd like to be able to do? What's your vision for your business? How many sales do you have? How many employees do you have? How many customers do you have? What do those customers look like? How much business are you doing? What kinds of business are you doing? Figure out in your head and put it on paper what your ideal year looks like from a standpoint of not just your business, but your life completely. So what does your personal life look like as well as your business life? Be as detailed as you can. Now, some people struggle with this because I, for example, am not a very good visioner. I have a hard time with it. So I talk to somebody else who gives me ideas of what my life could look like or my business could look like, and I start writing those things down and playing with them. And it can help to cut out pictures. Vision boards are very, very powerful for this. So what does your year look like visually? I'm a word person myself, but I also like pictures, and because I can't create good pictures in my head, it helps me to find pictures and use those. That's the first thing to do, is create a vision for what your year looks like. The second thing to do is to create a plan, that vision a reality. So starting with your business, if you want to increase your sales by, let's say, 30%, how are you going to do that? If you create a vision of how many customers you have and what those customers look like, what's your plan for finding those customers, for reaching those customers, communicating with those customers, and then converting those customers? What things are you going to do from a marketing standpoint, a prospecting standpoint, a sales standpoint, perhaps even a hiring standpoint, in order to get to where you want to be as far as your vision is? So be very, very detailed in your plan. What is step one, step two, step three, step four, and so on? And this is where it can help to work with a coach, because very often we don't see all the steps we need to take. And it can be very hard to figure out what are the things we have to do. And often we can figure out, okay, well, I need to prospect. I know that, but how do I prospect? How do I reach those people? If you don't know how, a coach can help you figure out how. The third thing to do is to start one resolution now. Most people create a whole list of New Year's resolutions, and they start to try to do them on January 1st, and they get overwhelmed and don't do any of them. By the middle of January, they're all done. So try this. Make your list of resolutions now, pick one of them, and start doing it now in December. So whether that resolution is to lose weight, or to be better with your follow-up, or it's to make more cold calls, or whatever it is, start doing it now rather than wait until January 1st or 2nd or 3rd or whenever. Getting a head start on one resolution will give you momentum going into the new year. And if you can develop one resolution into a new habit now, it will make it easier to pick one more resolution to do come January 1st. And the fourth thing you can do right now to set up next year's sales success is to reward yourself. Take a moment this holiday season to really, truly reward yourself for this past year. What have you accomplished? How far have you come? Did you just survive? Whatever it is, take a day, a week, whatever, and just reward yourself. Buy yourself something. Go somewhere for a day or two. Take a day where you don't do any work whatsoever. Find a day that's just reward yourself for making it through this year, and then as part of your visioning, step one, figure out your reward for next year. How will you reward yourself at the end of next year for accomplishing your plans and your visions? But take a moment to reward yourself now so that you don't always put off rewards. We need to reward ourselves on a regular basis. It's a reminder of how far we've come, how good we are, how wonderful life is. Rewarding yourself right now will help to give you some of the enthusiasm that will be the base of a powerful 2014. So those are four things you can do right now in December to set up next year's sales success. Create a strong vision for next year, both personal and business. Create a detailed plan for achieving that vision. Start one resolution right now to make it a habit and gain momentum. And reward yourself for all you've accomplished this year. Do those four things right now, and you'll set up a fantastic sales year next year.
You know, as I'm listening to this great advice, Don, one of the things that I've noticed over time, I have not been as good as I could be about rewarding myself. And one of the things that I notice is I'll be in the moment and I'll think about it. And there's so many other things going on, I'll go, well, I'm not really sure what I want to do for myself, so then I won't do anything. You know, how cool would it be to write a list out of what are some things I would really enjoy, and then tape that puppy to your calendar so that when you have one of those moments, you can look up and say, ah, here's my bucket list of ways to reward myself this year.
Yep. And it might be anything. If you like chocolate, go buy yourself some high-end chocolate. If you like hiking, go on a hike. Whatever it is that you like, whatever turns you on, make that reward and give yourself that right now during this time. During the holiday season, we tend to be so focused on giving gifts to others, we forget to give a gift to ourselves.
Well, I want to thank you for helping give everybody a nice, simple 1, 2, 3, 4 punch of actions that help them prepare for what they want to do in 2014. It's funny how sometimes even when we hear it and we know it, if someone gives it to us in a logical order and we can just put it into action, it's that needed kick in the seat of the pants to go ahead and do it. So it's one of the things we love about how you deliver that every first Monday of the month, Don. So thank you so much for being here for us.
You're very welcome, Michelle.